You're listening to Drive with me, Joe Bailey, on Phoenix FM, and it is the second Tuesday of the month, so we do have our Sally Sykes. Hello, Sally, how are you? Hang on, there's so many mics in the studio now, I've got to work out which one's which. There we go, Sal. Hello.
Afternoon, Joe, how are you two?
Good, yeah, very busy, but in a good way, as you've been busy this morning, haven't you?
Yeah, we had our networking event at Brentwood, at the Brentwood Football Club, which was really nice. Even though it was Easter, we had quite a few people there. Not as many as normal, but we had some new people come along, which was great to see, because it's always good to see new people. But yeah.
Well, it's always difficult, I think, with things like that, because obviously it's businesses, and businesses are always really busy. So it's like trying to take the time off. So sometimes it always is like, oh, that's an event I can go to. Actually, I don't know until the day before. It's kind of one of those things, isn't it, with the networking?
And we don't stipulate you have to attend like some networking events. They like you to attend on a fortnightly basis or a weekly basis. It's we give and take to ours, because at the end of the day, you don't know what's going on within the business. That comes first.
No, that's right.
So we allow, not allow, but people come when they can. So
it's always easy to park over there as well. That's why I like it.
Yes. A few more signs for the directions would be quite nice.
Yeah, but, yeah. Otherwise, you go into the Brentwood Centre otherwise, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or here,
I suppose, with the new setup that they'll be starting in May, that might be different. There'll be a few more signs out there when they get their new pitch, so that's exciting.
I know, can't wait for the new stuff going on there. That's a completely different story, though. But look, you've got a show coming, a business show coming up on the 15th of May. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but first of all, you brought along some guests, haven't you, today? Do you want to introduce them for us, Sam?
I have. Both businesses are members of our group, so we've got Steve Chiltern from ERB, and we've got Duncan Moore from Let's Get Out, and Monica from Let's Get Out too, who now is showing her face. She's come into the business, so it's nice to really see Monica at networking events, because used to we see her when we go down there for our Meet the Partnership event, which was great, but now hopefully she'll come more.
So you've come out of the office, have you now, Monica?
Indeed.
Yeah. So if I can start with you first, Monica and Duncan, then a little bit about Let's Get Out.
Yeah, Let's Get Out started in 2020. We're an outdoor engagement company. So our main aim is to get young people outdoors, no matter what their background. So we started up in 2020 in the dark days of COVID, when we couldn't even have anyone outdoors, but since then we've sort of grown on, and we've gone from sort of strength to strength. We run a lot of Duke of Edinburgh Award expeditions, forest schools, and we do a lot of funded projects with sort of bushcraft related and hiking related sort of funded projects. So yeah.
That's amazing, Duncan. I mean, is this all locals out Essex-based, is it, or does it go out a bit further as well?
We're mainly Essex-based with a lot of our funding projects, but our Duke of Edinburgh Award expeditions, which we offer to schools and organisations, is sort of all around East Anglia and London as well, so we spread out quite a bit. Yeah. We've also been doing, as over Easter, we've been doing the Holiday and Foods programme, which is the school clubs for the children who receive sort of free school meals and stuff. So that's our first offering of that this Easter.
And is it like from under 10s or?
No, Duke of Edinburgh Award starts 14 plus. So they start their bronze at 14 plus, and then it goes up from 16 onwards. They can do their gold. So you have your bronze, silver and gold. Yeah.
So how did you get to meet Sally and hear about Essex Business Partnerships?
Can't remember.
You're like me, Duncan.
I think it would have been through the good old social media somewhere.
Yeah.
I think LinkedIn. I heard about Duncan and the parachute, who used to have meetings under the parachute. And then, I think it was Clive Roberts that introduced you to us.
Yeah, it may have been, yeah, it probably was actually, yeah. So we've got a parachute in our woods, so it's like one of our main shelters. Well, we've got two parachutes.
Oh, nice.
So we all meet under there around the fire circle.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Yeah. We've got Steve, haven't we? Hello, Steve.
Hiya, thanks for the invitation coming over. My name's Steve Chilton. I'm account director at ERB Commercial Risks. We are a commercial insurance broker based in Brentwood on High Street, just next to the lovely Wilson's Corner. We are a sort of family-owned business that's been set up 10 years ago, just celebrated our 10th anniversary last week, funnily enough. For a lot of people don't really understand as to why we're called ERB, it's actually after the firstborn of my directors, which is Elodie Rose Banks, hence the name. Essentially we're a commercial insurance broker, so any business that has a requirement for insurance, be it liability insurance because they've got staff or for the work they carry out, property, motor, professional indemnity. There's a very long list of products that we can actually offer, but essentially we're there to help any business protect their business.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, essentially we've been there now. We moved to Brentwood in 2020 in the height of COVID.
Yeah.
But I say we are situated in a lovely Grade 2 listed building in Brentwood.
Oh, lovely.
But yeah, it's insurance is what we do, and we look to take people's headaches away. So.
Yeah, and it's nice to say to see the high street bustling again as well. So I need more businesses like you to come along. I think I know where you are when you said the Grade 2 listed building as well. Yeah, and I think
we're based on the long room.
I just passed it actually. I got diverted in that way. So there, it was meant to be, wasn't it? I guess. Yeah. So anyway, so Sally, sort of just having sort of Monica, Duncan, and Steve in here, completely different businesses because you have a lot of charities as well. I mean, you can see how the networking does work, right? Because you're all in here now. So what would you say, really, that for someone listening for the first time, that Essex Business Partnership provides for a business that you wouldn't do, basically, if you just looked online and thought, oh, you could do a little bit of networking online? What, apart from the obvious here today, do you think that you provide more than somebody else could do?
Well, to be honest, we're not online because I don't feel it's... Don't get me wrong, online is good, but you don't really get that, the communication going, it's best to ask Duncan or Steve, but I think you don't get you have to build trust. In networking, you have to build trust. If you're going to do referrals, you're not going to refer anybody that you don't know. And you get body language. You can tell if you like a person or don't like a person, or you don't quite trust them. It's body language as a whole. But I think a lot more people like to see somebody in the flesh. You know, it's all well and good looking at someone online, but do you really know who they are? You can see a photo of them or a picture of them, but you know, do you know? It's funny, people like to see you in the flesh, and it's nice because you get all different forms of businesses that come along to events. It's referrals that people say come along. Even today I've had three people inquire since our networking event this morning, I've seen your events, you know what they like, and I would like to come along. So there's constantly out there, and we don't put pressure on our members or attendees either. You know, if you can make it, you can make it. If you can't, you can't. We don't put, you have to make referrals. You know, a lot of, you know, some of these referrals can put businesses under pressure and they have to put so many referrals through. And if you haven't got them because you're concentrating on your business, because that's the end of the day, that's where you're bringing your money in from. It's not necessarily the referrals. It puts pressure on people. And some people, you know, mental health side, they're trying to keep their business afloat, to keep their family afloat, et cetera, et cetera. They don't need the external sources. Don't get me wrong, some networking events can really work well, but it's down to the individual business. Not all businesses suit that type of networking. But yeah, I think we're just a relaxed group of business people that can have a laugh, because when we go out to Duncan's, you know, we sit around the campfire and well, he's cooked the burgers with Monica, and we've sat around there eating them, but it's around a campfire. It's a completely different relationship that you could build. It's team building. It's like we did bushcraft, you know, we had it was great, and we're looking forward to the next one, but you know, we were lighting fires, etc. It was something that you don't do normally, so you take people out into different environments. You know, with Steve's ERB, when they hosted one as well, it was a completely different experience. And that's what we like to do. We build relationships with businesses, and it comes in all different forms. So you know,
I didn't realise. So, Steve, you hosted an event as well.
Yeah, I've hosted a cheese and wine evening. So, I've sort of done it outside of normal sort of working hours. But
I'll have to give you my number there, Steve, for the next time that happens. Yeah.
A few people have actually asked me about doing another one. So, yeah. I'm sure we will do it at some point. But, yeah, I think this is a lot of the reason why we like working with Essex Business Partnership, because it's a real friendly atmosphere. It's not pushy. It's not very salesy. You're just encouraged to have conversations with people, and people you build a rapport and a relationship with, that then help those individuals out. And that's ultimately what we're about. Like I say, it's not high pressure. It's effective. You get in a room, get to know people, and kind of build that rapport and kind of build that confidence in the people that you've actually have dealings with. And I'll say that's why we're a member of Essex Business Partnership, and that's why we are a staunch supporter of there, because you're just encouraged to kind of meet new people. If I haven't been to an event, or I've missed an event where potentially someone would benefit from me, Sally's one of the first people to pick the phone up to be saying, you missed this event, but I mentioned your name and would pass on the actual referral and the recommendation. And ultimately, that's how it should be. Business should be, you should be encouraged to do business with people you feel confident in doing business with. And that's the same for our particular business, is that we have to have relationships with lots of insurers. But the reason we get deals, the reason why we can arrange good policies, is because we have good relationships with the end underwriter. And it's the same with in any business. It's just you need to obviously to have conversations with people, put yourself in a room and show them what you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think, like, as you say, Sally, earlier, like, a lot of the online stuff does work. And I think, you know, just for visibility, I think it works sometimes. But a lot of it is virtual signaling. But you can't do that if you're actually all getting together. And, you know, you provide, you do what it says on the tin, really, didn't you, for Essex Business Partnerships? I think that maybe that should be your tagline.
Duncan and Monica's business,
yeah.
You can't necessarily be done online.
No.
You can't put a computer in the middle of the woods and you need to be out there. You need to be hands-on, and it's a great experience, you know. As I say, corporate team building days that a lot more people are doing now, fantastic, you know, to get into the woods. You know, there's so much out there. Even like if you do tree hugging, like we've done it with one of our members, is there's so much you can do in the woods. And it's when you listen to how experienced and Duncan and Monica are only two of Let's Get Out, but when you get them all together, it's like, oh my God, you know, it's a great experience. And for any business that's listening, if you want an extra special, you know, event, team building day, head over there, because it's a whale of an experience. It's so different from other things that you can do. It's just, takes you out of that circle.
And you're bringing it all together as well for everybody as well. So, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. Steve, you've got a request. I always ask, don't I, Sally? Everyone who comes into the studio, if you've got a request. You've got one. Do you want to say what it's for? Do you want to give a shout to anyone if you want to?
I'd have to give a shout, otherwise I might get shot when I get home. the song would be David Bowie, Heroes, which was actually played when I... following getting married to my wife in the middle of COVID. But it's threefold, really. I mean, heroes, everyone wants to be a hero one day. Sally helps us do that by helping the local community, which I kind of take my hats off. It's obviously for my wife, because obviously it's her song. And thirdly, because Alan Bates is up there speaking to the local government in regards to what happened with the post office. So again, big hero of mine for making sure things are getting rectified.
So we're back here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, and we've got Monica and Duncan of Let's Get It Out.
Hello.
And we've got Steve of ERB, Commercial Risk. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
And of course, we've got Sally Sykes, who brought us all together today.
Hello there.
Now, Monica, Duncan, I've heard something about a minibus I could hear over there. I'm not quite sure what it is. Do you want to enlighten us?
We've just very, very recently we've received, thanks to sort of Essex County Council and the UK SPF fund, we've received some funding for to get ourselves a minibus, which is great. It's something we've been sort of after for a long time, because we can just see the benefit of it all. It's going to really open up sort of how we operate our funded projects and sort of how we can manage them geographically and take the young people further afield and to much better things. So it's going to be really a real game changer for how we operate stuff, because obviously with the woodland, we're very, very confined geographically. We can't move the woodland very far, so it sort of holds us in an area. No. But with the minibus, it's going to allow us to open up many, excuse the pun, but different avenues for...
I needed one of those comedy little ones. Yeah, never mind.
different avenues of so many different sort of things we can do with our project funding. So, we're really grateful for that funding. It'll be great.
I can see the smiles on your face. Literally, you've brightened up the room, the pair of you, Monica and Duncan, the pair of you. That's brilliant news.
Yeah.
Listen, Sally, if I can come back to you now, because you have, on May the 15th at Greenwoods Hotel and Spa, your other event.
Yeah, annual business show.
The big one.
We run it once a year. Last year, we were at Greenwoods. It was a very good event. Duncan visited. Steve exhibited. And it was a nice day. Although I say it myself, it was a lovely day with people sitting outside. They were eating lunch, networking, and they were walking inside. It's slightly different this year. We're not going to have any presenters. It's just going to be a business show. So we're going to have 40 exhibitors in the room. There's lots already taken up, stands already, so nice selection of businesses. So yeah, it's a free event to attend for attendees. People are booking in now to come along, so yeah, 6 weeks I think and counting.
So you can literally go onto your website and just book to come in, and it's free to just come in and walk around for anyone. You don't even have to be a business or something like that, because you could be thinking maybe starting up a business
anything from, you know, if you're thinking of a business, there's probably going to be business advisors there, because although the people are there at stands, which is great to showcase one's business, you'll always have people, businesses milling around, and it's amazing, you get talking to people. And I think we've always put with our business shows, which is very different, we always do coffee and cake to start with, so that, you know, we sweeten everybody up first.
What's going on with these puns today? Goodness me.
You'll have to come along for the coffee and cake. And then we've got networking after the show. So for those people that want to stay and haven't had a chance to network, we kind of chill out. We go, if it's nice, we'll be out on the patio and we'll have a nice drink. And yeah, there's networking. So it's quite nice to finish the day off. And it was very successful last year. So hopefully this year will be bigger and better and more, you know, more successful.
Yeah, there's nothing better than face to face. I mean, so Steve, so you was actually exhibiting last year then, was you?
Yes, yeah, I was part of the exhibitors last year. I think it's important to, again, obviously we can go to various kind of networking meetings in the mornings and the evenings and what have you, but an annual event, it just kind of gets an opportunity to really show what ERB can actually do and reach a wider audience. And like I say, we're always part of it, and like I say, it's a great event to be part of.
Well, it obviously works for you, otherwise you wouldn't go back again, would you?
Exactly.
So, you know,
exactly.
Yeah. Perfect person to bring in there then, Sally, wasn't it, for today? Well done.
No, I have to admit, ERB have been great for us this year, because they sponsored the Health and Wellbeing Conference, which we did in collaboration with Essex Cricket. So they were one of the sponsors there. So, yeah, they have really supported Essex Business Partnerships. Mm. And Duncan was also at the Health and Wellbeing as well. So, yeah, and hopefully we'll have him at the business show. Mm. I was talking to him this morning, so it's early days yet.
So, listen, if I start with you first, Monica, how can we find Let's Get It Out online?
I'll answer this one.
All right.
Online, the website is letsgetout.co.uk. Very easy to find. But mainly we're on, so if you search for Let's Get Out CIC on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, we're on all of those normal social media platforms where you can see some of the fun things we get up to.
Brilliant. Thanks, Monica and Duncan. Over to you, Steve. You'll go.
our website is ERB Insurance, and our website is just actually being, well, it's in the throes of being changed over to a new site to celebrate our 10th anniversary. So, yeah, by all means, hop by.
Oh, great stuff. And Sally?
Well, our website's www.essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk, and if you can't find their websites, you can go on our website and you can get all their details from our business directory, so, and a lot more details, information for them as well. So, yeah.
Thank you, Monica, Duncan, Stephen, of course, Sally. I'm going to leave you with Calvin Harris and Reagan Bowman, Lovers in a Past Life, and I'll see you after four. It's coming up quick. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime. The light.